What a nice day. Enjoy it.
Overcast.
Huh?
Overcast.
Okay. Mar said, Zaymer Vitzarach Eitzim is Chayv Shtayim. Mar said, Zaymer Vachayv Shtayim. Echem Shim Kelsim, Echem Shim Noseya. That means if you're not Tzarach Eitzim, if you're Zomer and you're not Tzarach Eitzim, what is it going to be? You're not, how many you Chayv?
One.
If you're Zomer and not Tzarach Eitzim, then what are you doing? You're being Zomer. You chayv one. So Zomer, so that means if you're kotzer and not Tzarach Eitzim, you are not chayv. Okay, on Shabbos. Now, this is a very, very hard taisis because no one really knows what taisis means. And no one knows how to use this taisis for the rest of Masechtas Shabbos. So we're going to learn the things Taisus taught, maybe learn a little more, but it's very hard. Because there is a machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether there's something called a mulacha she'ein tzricha gufa. There's something called a mulacha she'ein tzricha gufa. I'll tell you one that everyone's mighty to. Mulacha she'ein tzricha gufa that everybody's mighty to. And then we'll use it for our Taisus. There's a mulacha of tzad in the Mishnah, right? I am tzad. I am tzad. And I am chayv for tzad. There's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What happens if I do a malacha and for an outcome that is not, they didn't do it for in the Mishkan? Rabbi Shimon says, when I do a malacha, it has to be the same outcome they did it in the Mishkan. And Yehuda says, no. As long as I do the malacha, even if it's the malacha for a different outcome, as long as it's for an outcome, I am chayav. Therefore, in the Mishkan, when they trapped tzad, they tzad a deer, or they tzad an animal. Why did they catch an animal? To make the skins for the Mishkan, whatever it was, or to write, or to receive, or whatever it is. But they did it for a reason. They caught the animal. In other words, because they wanted the animal they caught. That's what they did in the Mishkan. Okay? That's called malacha shetzrichu gufa. The malacha is needed for the way the malacha was done in the Mishkan. Meaning, I want the animal. Now, what happens if there's a snake in my house? And I say, oh no, a snake! I'm afraid of snakes. By the way, I'm not. But, I've had many pet snakes. I like snakes. And I go into the jungle to catch, to find snakes. But been there, done that. It's a different story. Okay? But if there's a snake, a poisonous snake, I'll catch the snake in my house. Why? Do I want the snake? No. It's because I don't want the snake in my house. So my catching is because I don't want it, not because I want it. I don't want this thing. There, that's doing a malacha not for the reason they did in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they caught things because they wanted it. Here I'm catching something because I don't want it. There there's machaikas of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Mutter Midaraisa. Midaraisa, I'm allowed to do it because it's a malacha, but not the way it was done in the Mishkan. That's called malacha she'ain tzricha gufa. Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't make a difference to me. As long as you're doing the malacha for a reason, usher. That's the regular machlokes. Now, comes on Taisus. And Taisus says, our Gemara says, kotzer v'lo tzarech la'itzim. I'm kotzer and I don't need the wood. That's not malachas kotzer. Now, at first thought, you would think, oh, of course, that's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. This is malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. Why would I cut in the Mishkan? Why did you cut something from a tree? Because I wanted it, right? Here, I don't want it. So you think a kuntur of Rav Shimon, it would be mutter. A kuntur of Yehuda, it should be usher. comes Rav Teichen and says, no, don't think that. Let's see what Rav Teichen says. Don't think that. It's not about Murach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. It's not about that. Rav Teichen. The Tzarech Eitzim. You're chayev when you need Eitzim. When you don't need Eitzim, when you don't want Eitzim, you're putter. Rav Teichen, Nira, the field of Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayev Malach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa, that Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev Malach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa, where as long, it doesn't have to be done for the same thing as the Mishkan, as long as there's a reason. Be'inan Tzarech Eitzim, you need a reason for these Eitzim. You need Tzarech Eitzim, you need a reason for these Eitzim. The Mikrab Eitzim Kotzer Ela B'inan Zeh. Comes from Tyson and Tyson says, now right now I'm going to tell you Pashat Pshat in Tosfos. There's other Pshat in Tosfos. When you learn Tosfos Pashat, this is what Tosfos is saying. That for Kotzer, even Rabbi Yehuda says, Kotzer, V'lo Tzarech Eitzim, it's not even a Malacha. The Malacha Kotzer means Kotzer B'Tzarech Eitzim. That is the Malacha of Kotzer. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's something in Rabbi Shimon, there's something called Malacha She'en Tzricha Gufa. It's a Malacha. I don't need it the same thing as the Mishkan. Comes on Tosfos and says, Kotzer is different. Kotzer V'en Tzricha Eitzim is not a Malacha. Not a Malacha She'en Tzricha Gufa. It's not a Malacha. Malacha's Kotzer, the definition of Malacha's Kotzer is Kotzer V'Tzricha Eitzim. That's the definition of Malacha's Kotzer. If you don't need the wood, it's not Kotzer. That's what Tosfos says. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this would be mutter. Yes.
Stop quick, Kotzer.
Wait. First Tosfos says it by Kotzer. First Tosfos says it by Kotzer. Is everyone with me so far? That's the definition of Kotzer. Remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we're talking about a malacha. That's a malacha, but for a different reason. Tosfos says, but this is my focus, Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, like this, because it's not a malacha. There's no malacha of Kotzer. There is no malacha of Kotzer. What's the malacha called? What's the malacha called? If there is a malacha of Kotzer, what's that called?
Cutting something that you want.
Kotzer mitzarech le'etzer. That's what the malacha is called. When you read the Mishnah, Kotzer, a Kotzer is missing something. It's Kotzer Mitzarech Eitzim. That is the Malacha. Okay? It's not that. It's not the Malacha. It has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's the first thing in crisis. Now, as someone asked, is it all Malachas like that? Of course not. Let's see Tosfos. Yes.
If the Mishnah says it for other Malachas, why didn't the Mishnah say it for this Malacha? Like we wrote, Bofek al Benasif, why didn't we say Kotzer al Benas?
Excellent. Let's see Tosfos. Excellent. Great Kasha. Wait, let's see Tosfos. Zach Tosfos. Me the have a Korea Amnas Litvar Umochek Amnas Richtov. And Zach Tosfos exactly against what he's saying. And Tosfos says, and it's the same as Mochek. A Korea Amnas Litvar and Mochek Amnas Lichtov. So says Mochek Amnas Lichtov and Korea Amnas Litvar is the same thing. If it's not Amnas, it's not a Malacha. It's not a Malacha. So even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, but it is the same. It is the same. The Gemara is telling you it is the same. And don't be bothered by that fact for some reason. For some reason, don't be bothered by that fact. So Tosfos wants to say now that Korea amanas lo amanas litvar. If I tear something, and not because I want to sew it up, it's the same thing. It's not a malacha. Or mochek amanas litvar. I'm just mochek amanas litvar. It's not a malacha. The same thing. This is not kotzer. It's not a malacha. Now you have to. One thing we have to know, but you have to know a lot for this. Rav Eger once says, hey, but that's not true. Because we know that Mochek Amnas Shelo Lichtov or Korea Amnashel Ritvar. For example, if I'd say, are you allowed to tear something on Shabbos? What? Midiraisa, are you allowed to tear something on Shabbos? Yes. Why?
It's
Mekalkel. So, does Mekalkel mean it's not a Malacha? Is that what Tosfos means? Since it's Mekalkel, it's not a Malacha? Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not true. Tosfos doesn't mean, oh, it's Mekalkel. Mekalkel is a heter in a Malacha. Oh, this Malacha, it's Mekalkel. Tosfos is saying not that it's Mekalkel. You would learn that Tofer, I mean the Korea Amanas Lohit for and Mochek not to write, hey, you know why that's the putter? Because it's Mekalkel. That's not what Rabbi Akiva points out. That's not what Tosfos is saying here. Tosfos is saying not that it's Mekalkel, but it's not a Malach. For some reason Tosfos is saying that. You have to understand why Tosfos says it, because it's just Mekalkel. But Tosfos does say it. It's not a Malach. You have to realize that Tosfos is not talking about Mekalkel, Rabbi Akiva points out. Tosfos is talking about not being a Malach. Now, so Tosfos says the same thing about Kriya Manas Lichtvar and Mocha Kamanas Lichtvar. Can we come Rabbi Yochanan and come Per Chavis? Like Rabbi Yochanan Per Chavis, Echad Kvashim, Bechad Shlakal, Shesachtam, Gufan, Mutter, Rameim, Chayiv Chatas. Tosfos brings another thing. We have Schita. Now, you want to make oranges at Shabbos. You want to squeeze out the orange and make juice. Is that chayiv or pater? Chayiv. What's it called? It's the tolda of dash. The tolda of dash. Schita is the tolda of dash. Comes along Tosfos. Tosfos says, let's say here's the cases. You have a pickle. You take a pickle out of the pickle juice. And what happens when you take a pickle out of the pickle juice, there's a lot of pickle juice in the pickle. If I want the pickle juice, and I squeeze out the pickle because I want to drink the pickle juice, it's chayiv misa, because I'm sochet. But let's say I want to eat a dry pickle. I don't like wet pickles. I want a dry pickle. So I squeeze out the juice because I want a dry pickle. Zaptosos, that's not, I don't call that a malacha shein tzricha gufa. Even though that should be malacha shein tzricha gufa. Because usually when you soch it, you want the juice. Here it's because I don't want the juice. Tosfos, there also, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're putter if I squeeze out a pickle because I want a dry pickle. Because Schita is only sochet amanas that I want the juice. If I don't want the juice, it's not a malacha shein tzricha gufa. It's not a malacha. Squeezing, not wanting the juice is not a malacha. Yes?
Would someone else be chayav if you drink that juice that you squeeze out and didn't want?
What would he be chayav for?
Is it also referring to use on Shabbos? If he squeezed it and he doesn't want it, another person wants it?
If it's not a malacha, then he's allowed to drink it. If I didn't do a malacha, he's allowed.
So by that case, is it not about just, if you just want the actual dry pickle, but the answer is some of the other ways.
What?
Midrash,
do you think you're all lost in Midrash? Yes. There is a Tosfos in Ksuvis, if I'm not mistaken, that says that if pickles give me a great Onig Shabbos, and I want a dry pickle gives me great Onig Shabbos, it probably won't be us in Midrash either to squeeze out a dry pickle if it's great Onig Shabbos. I'll look again, but I think it's in Ksuvis stuff. Hey, you're above. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's next. I don't care. You care. Yeah.
What about an olive or something that's like, it's very common to squeeze out if you want a dry olive? Not the bigger one, like a fresh olive. You don't want the oil until you took, or are you allowed to squeeze out the oil on the Shabbos?
Midrash, according to that Tosfos, yes. Even if one drives you with it. If I didn't do a malacha and I didn't do it for him, he's allowed to use it.
Why is it not a kalta?
What?
Why is it not a kalta?
why should this be makalko? I want a dry pickle. Why was I makalko the pickle? I'm not makalko the pickle. Kotel says, and that's when Yehud Rias. That's not because of makalko, it's because this is not a malacha. That's not what the malacha is. Yes.
So how do we know how to defend it?
That's the biggest problem. Wait one second.
Yes?
That's it. Wait one second. Yes.
I gotta squeeze a lemon on top of salad.
That's a different halacha entirely. That's a different halacha entirely. If you want to know what, why that's allowed, because you can't squeeze out mashka, but you can't squeeze out mashka. Mashka is a drink, a liquid. When I put lemon on fish, my lemon juice becomes an ochel. So I'm not squeezing out mashka, I'm squeezing out ochel. And that's allowed.
I thought you had to put on sugar or something before you do that.
It's
a tea.
What?
Like open tea, pouring sugar for the tea.
Because then it becomes an ochel. But if you do it right into the tea, then it's a mashka, which is not allowed. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I got this Ashkenazi thing. I didn't say it's allowed a mashka and a mashka.
Some argument
that I've made. Who says? Yeah, that you're allowed to squeeze out a lemon. Why?
I don't know.
Some argument.
Okay, anyway. Okay, okay. Okay, let's go on. But, so that's what Taisa says. Squeezing is also, schita is only schita if I'm using the juice. If I'm not using the juice, it's not called schita. Not Moksha Shiel Gufa, not schita. Even like over here, am I Shari Gufa and Rahavik Moksha Shiel Gufa? El Taima, what's the reason there? That's not Dash. That's not what Dash is. That's not what Korea is. That's not what Mochik is. That's not what culture is. Comes along Tosos, and Tosos didn't give us a rule. And that's the biggest problem here. Tosos did not give us a rule. There is something called Makshin Shikha Gufa. Just Tosos, some things are not Makshin Shikha Gufa, some things are not Malacha. And Tosos tells us four things. Is there more? From this Tosos, we don't know. That's the biggest problem about this Tosos. We don't know more than Tosos tells us. What we do know is Tosos tells us these four things are not called Melchizedek Shiva Gufa, it's called non-Malacha. And that's the biggest problem. What can you extrapolate this thesis? Basically nothing. If you don't know. Yes?
I didn't really understand from Tosos how they answered this sort of question about Tosos or Eitzis.
So, it's Mashma Tosos, but that's not 100% Mashma, but that's not Derech Kotzer.
That's not
Derek. Like it's not Derek Disha. It's not Derek Kotzer. Your Derek of Kotzer is not if it's not Derek Eitzen. So it's not Kotzer.
So it's implied.
It's implied. It's implied in Kotzer. Right. Yeah. Yes.
Why don't we merge the two ideas together and say that a malacha can only be considered malacha when it is for tikkun and not makalka. I'm saying, even if it's not, let's say you're Korean, but not Almanas the sofer, but it's a tikkun and not a kalkel, then according to this tosos, you should be pater, but you could be chayev. Let's say you want to poke something through a fabric or something. You're doing the Korea, but not Almanas the sofer, but still, Litvor. But not in a makalkel way. You're doing it. It's fixing something by doing this.
Zaptosis, that's a key to Avia's point.
So I'm saying, Zaptosis was seen to be putter without
it. You would be putter, because here it's not because it's Makalka. Makalka has nothing to do with it. Just like the pickle. You're not Makalka. You want to make it better. You want a dry pickle. You're still putter. But that's not the derech of doing this. Yes?
Can we assume that it must be that Tosfos isn't saying it's wrong with all those because
it has to be.
Yeah.
Why must it be? Because there is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So it has to be. That's what I'm saying. You can't extrapolate from this Tosfos because when do we have Machlokes or Reb Shimon? Oh, when do we have this Tosos? Tosos didn't say it. All Tosos says is these four. And that's the biggest problem. Okay, I want to go on. Yes.
I mean, this is the definition of Kotzer. This is the definition of Dash. This is the
definition of Mochek. Why
should you be able to learn from that to anything else?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That right. You cannot tell me anything else. You cannot extrapolate. Because who
right.
says that's the definition? Tosus
right.
tells us
so
the definition. But
Tosus
doesn't, yes, but Tosus doesn't define what the definition is. How does he come to this definition and not others?
I mean, have the Mishnah come to define Mochek as Amnasos?
Yeah, okay. You're right.
How would Matir and Soter?
What? That's exactly what we're saying.
So you should be able to learn those.
You shouldn't be able to learn those in Tosos.
Didn't say that?
Didn't say it, yeah.
So why
would
it be different?
What?
Why would it be different?
Oh, those, you see, that's part of the problem. That some almanaces are almanas. Not that it's not a malacha, but almanas because it would be makafel besides that, or it might be malchitri of gufa. We don't know 100%. You don't know for everything. You really don't know for everything. Let's see how I want to go, just finish this up, because we have to go on. What does the Maram say here? The Maram wants to learn these Tosfos a different way entirely. Let's see if the Maram wants to do this crisis. Maram says a tremendous finish in the Tosfos. Let's see the Maram. Sarcha eitz emir afil rabbi yudah mechai marashim shuzhu gufa. Zat the Maram. What's the Omer? Let's say here also. It's not called ktsira. I have a doma ke korea amanas litfer or moch amanas litfer. Now he goes off in the tangents. He says it's like let's talk about mochet amanas litfer and not mochet amanas litfer. So he says when you say kotzer, not for that, it's like mochet amanas shelo litfer. And let's see what he says about that. Maran, the Eino Chayev Tarte, Mishum Kosev, Mishum Mochek. You're not Chayev twice from Choke by Mochek Amnas Lichto. You're not Chayev twice. Ella Mishum Kosev Lehedya, only for Kosev. Hokinami, she Kosev, the Zomer. Let's just talk about that for a second. Comes along the Maran. It says, Kosev, Mochek Amnas Lichto. It says, there is no such thing as mochet amnas lichto. You're not chayev for mochet. You know what you're chayev for? You're chayev when you mochet amnas lichto, the mochet is a kosev. The malacha of mochet is malacha of kosev. Therefore, the Maram says this, and listen closely. Let's say you're mochet amnas lichto. Okay? And they take you to Beis Din. Hey, he was mochet amnas lichto. And he didn't write yet. Are you chayv misa?
No.
Yes. Because you were mochet amnas lichto. You chayv misa. Even though you didn't write, you chayv misa. Why? Because you did a malacha. Zat the Maram. What malacha? Kosev.
You're right.
Even though you didn't, your mochet is a writing. The Maram says, your mochet is a writing. Erasing to write is part of writing. But let's say you forgot all about the malacha of writing, right? And you were mochek, amnas lichto, and you were kosev. You were mochek and you were kosev. How many chatas do you break? One chata. One chata.
The same one.
What? One. What? What? Why you hide nothing? Then you were kosher. Then you chayev. One. Why one? Because you did kosher twice. Behelam echad. So mochek could be a malacha in itself. The Mishnah says mochek is a malacha in itself. Why is it a malacha in itself? Because it does stand alone. But if you do mochek and kosev together, zuck the maram, you only have one, because mochek is kosev, which is a tremendous fetish, tremendous. So what's he saying? Just what's that? I want to finish this up. So what's he saying? Da'in echad tartem shem kosev shem mochek, el shem kosev v'chudei. Hakinami, there also, she kosev zomer am nasrat smiach agepen, ein echad el shem tzameach v'chudei. So he says like this. When it says, and this is a tremendous finish, not like we've written Tosfos. Kotzer ve'ein tzorach ha'etzim, your putter, it only means when you're not tzorach ha'etzim, and it's tzorach for what? And it's tzorach for what? It's kotzer ve'ein tzorach ha'etzim. And what is it tzorach for? For a tree, for Zomer. There, your kotzer is what?
Zomer.
There, your kotzer is Zomer. When your kotzer is Zomer, your chayiv, when your kotzer is Zomer, you are putter. Why are you putter? Because you, for kotzer. Because it's Zomer. Kotzer ve'ein tzorach ha'etzim means Zomer. So it's Zomer. Just like Mochek, Amnas Shalolet, Amnas Lichtov is Kosev, Zomer is not Kotzer. The Kotzer of that Zomer is not Kotzer. It's Zomer. What? That, great. That's what Tosus is saying. That's not Kotzer. That means that when that kotzer, I'm not putter because it's a malacha to the gufa. I'm putter because it's not a malacha in itself. It's zomer. Therefore, I'm chayiv once. I'm putter for it because it's zomer. Even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda not chayiv for it because I'm zomer. So even Rabbi Yehuda would be chayiv. Even Rabbi Yehuda says would say you're putter. So therefore, even though Rabbi Yehuda says malacha to the gufa. It might be, but there's even more than that. It's not a malacha. What does it mean it's not a malacha? Not that it's not a malacha, like we learned in Tosfos. It's a different malacha. It's Zomer. Mochek is Kosef. Zomer, Kotzer is Zomer. And Karam Nas Litvar is Tofer. It's an unbelievable thing. Yes.
According to, if you are Mochek, Lo menas lichtov.
Right.
Lo
menas lichtov.
Yeah, just mochek.
No.
No. So, from when he's reading it, why is mochek its own av? It should be just a tolda of kosev.
That is a problem that I don't know the answer to right now. That means what we're saying is that when you do mochek and kosev, you chayv one because it's all kosev. Why is mochek called an av in itself? Why is it called? Why is it like market? I don't know the answer.
So the same thing never be higher.
Should be just a told of Zara. No, because you could be higher separately. What higher for you can't be. According to reading it, you can't be higher for Mochek. It's impossible. You'll always be higher for Kotzes.
Right.
So what's Mochek even doing as an av?
It's the av of Mochek without writing.
That just makes it a told of Kotzes. No.
That I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer why mochek amnas lichtov by itself is called an av and not a tov. I don't know right now. Yes.
Also, just to add, it also makes more sense to say it's a tov because, when we went before, it's if you do two avos and two tovos, and you get two plus avos. If you do a tov and it's av, then you only bring one. So that fits perfect.
But if you do two avos, me'ein av echad, you only have one also. And this is two of us. I mean, it's the same. Like you do Noteya and Zerera together. Only one. Yeah. Yes.
Could it be that if you do locate all masoscope and then don't write, then in all the LMFs, and you have one practice for that, and then later that day, still in one LM, you just write it, you'd be tied two practices. Could that be?
I can't see that happening. I can't see it being. I don't know why it would be like that going from around. I can't see a story for that. Yes?
Is this your own school of our own?
No, it's the Maran's way, but we're in Tosos. It's the spirit way we were in Tosos. Not in Tosos, he says that's what Tosos means. Different than we were talking about, yes.
Is this specifically in like Kotev and Lopek, or would it be like any halakha that you do with intention for something
so
else?
So he's saying that you have to put in Tosos. So it's the four Tosos we're talking about.
So for some reason, these four.
I get, yeah, again, these, you can't extrapolate anything else, only these four. Okay, we have to go on. Yes.
So 38 chataot then?
Okay. I don't know. No, get 39 chataos. If you're mocha gam nas lichtov without. But at one time, you can't have 39 again.
I understood that what he was saying is specifically in a case where you were mocha gam and kutib immediately. And that's like karvet afil. Like, since in one action you did it, you were mocha gam in order to be kutib now. But let's say you have two papers, and one paper you're mocha gam to do later on, like he was saying, if you're mochek one paper to write later on and you don't write, but another paper you're mochek to be kotev, that one you're hayav kotev, this one you're hayav mochek.
I don't see that in this at all. I'm sorry, I don't see that.
And they didn't say that. He's saying that you never hayav mochek.
I can't tell you what, there's something that can't be bad.
Why?
I can't tell you why right now. Because there's no mochek. The whole point is there's no such thing as mochek shalom and asnichto. There's no such thing.
The Mishnah says there is such a thing. You can't be saying that.
No, the Mishnah says there's no such thing.
The Mishnah says mochek on
lichtov. It says no, the thing is mochek shalom as lichtov.
Mochek on lichtov is a thing.
Is a thing, right? So
by itself,
amnas lichtov. Yeah. But then no matter if it's behelam echad, no matter what kotzer or right, you can't be chayv more than one behelam echad. You can't be.
Why?
Because behelam echad.
Okay, so you're chayav for two of them. One because of kotzer, one because of mochek.
But he's saying nowadays, and you have only one.
That's only in a case where it was one paper. Where you did it.
Where did you get that? Why would that happen? Why would you say that?
Because otherwise, it's very hard to.
But why would you say that?
Because you only said one action. You only said one action.
Because
it's
also just like Zoman. He just says Mofek
and Kotev. He just says Mofek and Kotev. And then Kotev. He just says Mofek and Kotev. That's it.
Just like Zomer and Kotev. But it's done in one action.
But he doesn't say that. I wish you would say that. He doesn't say that.
Well, that's his comparison. He's comparing it.
He doesn't say that. But
well,
he doesn't say that. I can't even see a reason why you would ever say that.
Because it's like he got it with a fill.
But I can't answer your question by saying something unreasonable. There's no such thing as ignorant of fill. You're making up stuff. No, the Ram doesn't say this. Yes.
According to Rabbi, I'm telling Rabbi to say that you're not having
because
it's not a halacha. Why do
you
have to go through this whole?
Because Rabbi doesn't like this whole thing that we said before about Tosos. There's some things that are called non halacha. He doesn't want to say that. Rabbi doesn't like that. Yeah, that's why I explained the Tosos. Rabbi doesn't like that. Rabbi says not that it's not a halacha. It's a different halacha. Kosev Shalom Nas Lichtov, right? Kosev Nas Lichtov is not the malacha of Kosev. It's not Kosev. It's only Kosev. It's not Kosev. That's what he's saying. According to me, that Kosev Shalom Nas Lichtov is not. I mean, Mochek is not Mochek.
So according to the way we're against Maran, Mochek doesn't exist.
Mochek exists as Mochek Am Nas Lichtov. Which he calls kosev. There's two types of kosevs. Mochek kosev and kosev kosev. That's
both
what I'm saying.
Kosev.
Yeah.
Thing
right.
Kosev.
And that's why he's asking. Why isn't it told? I don't know. Yeah. I can't answer the question now. We'll ask me later. I'll give you all that. I have to do some.